His Word in Glass, Devotions Based on the Faceted Glass Windows of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior. Dear friends in Christ, this year, 2020, will long be remembered as the year of the life-changing COVID-19 pandemic. Because the pandemic has so relentlessly and, we hope, temporarily demanded our daily attention, other relatively significant events of 2020 have all but faded into oblivion. Case in point, 25 years ago this month, 12 of your brothers and sisters in Christ were meeting regularly with their pastor to develop a theme and initial sketches of the sanctuary windows. Having done so, they interviewed various stained and faceted glass artists, and then selected Roger Hogan Studios of Crescent City, California, to develop the plan to create and install the windows. The project was completed in early December of 1995. This December will be the 25th anniversary of those windows. During the weeks to come, a Tuesday and Thursday devotion posted on this web page will be based on one of the windows, each except the first, following the church year theme. The first window we consider is the Come Unto Me window that's pictured here, the window that welcomes you as you enter into the sanctuary. And so it was that our Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." During these COVID-19 days, which have so abruptly and so negatively interrupted not only the flow of our daily lives, but also the flow of our moving through the church year in our sanctuary, these welcoming words of our Lord are indeed such a great comfort for us. These past 40 days or so have left us feeling weak in the presence of an invisible enemy. They've left us feeling heavy laden as we concern ourselves with what appears to be an uncertain future for us and for our children. Personally, I'm tired of and I reject the notion of a new normal, if that new normal is going to keep us from one another and from the place where the people of God gather. I pray for the day and believe that our Lord will, in His good time, return us to the normal of sitting beside each other in the pews, singing with each other without masks, studying and eating together in the parish hall and the fireside room, and again hugging our grandchildren and greeting one another with a handshake, or for the squeamish, at least good morning within the space of a couple of feet, not six. How good it will be to move from the narthex into the sanctuary and to see this window again. And what a glorious promise! I will give you rest. Rest for the weak, rest for the weary, rest not only from all of the tiring worries about a virus and the economy and what the future is going to look like for us and our children, but even more importantly, rest from our sins and from their literally grave and eternally negative consequences were it not for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the welcoming rest that the Come Unto Me window invites us to celebrate and enjoy as we enter into the sanctuary of our Lord. A sacrifice depicted on the right side of the window by the three crosses. Look carefully, there are three there. Two in the light, the central cross being that of our Lord, who is the light of the world. The other in the light being that of the thief on the cross, who prayed, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," and Jesus replied, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." The cross in the dark, the other malefactor, who mocked and who rejected the saving work, the light of our Lord, which, as the stream of light indicates by its flow, comes from heaven above to earth below. The opposite side of the window depicts Jesus being baptized by John. His public inauguration into his holy office as Savior of the world, attested to by the descending light of God the Father, who declares, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," and the Holy Spirit, see the descending dove above his head? The sacrifice of the Son of God, into whom we are baptized, and thus, by that baptismal faith, become the children of God. The true descendants of Abraham, because of the substitutionary Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world, prophesied by God himself through the Lamb, caught in the thicket at the bottom left corner of the picture, which God provided as a sacrificial substitute for Abraham's son Isaac, through whose line the whole world would be blessed. See the blood of the Lamb flowing from the beams of the cross upon which the Lamb rests? And where else in the picture do you see blood? Look carefully. It's to be found in the palm of each of the hands of our risen and victorious Lord, the marks of the cross being there. And finally, note the beam of light descending upon our Lord. You'll see it descending upon our Lord in each of the windows of the sanctuary. It represents God the Father, and within the beam of light above the head of our Lord is a dove, look carefully, representing the Holy Spirit, all three persons of the Holy Trinity working as the one true triune God to accomplish the salvation of mankind. The Come Unto Me window, the first of the whole series of faceted glass windows which will indeed prove to be for you and me the word delivered to you in glass. In Jesus' name, amen, we pray. We are weary, Lord. We're weary of these days and this viral disease that has covered our land and the whole world. We're weary and weighed down by our concerns for our loved ones here and elsewhere, for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, and for your church. Grant us, Lord, your rest, that rest that you alone can give, that confident rest that comes from knowing that because you on the cross paid for all of our sins and reconciled us unto your Father, we are your brothers, your sisters, your family, and that as such, nothing will separate us from your love. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, that we may rest now and forever in that love. We ask it in your name. Amen.